Listening Library presents Summer at Forsaken Lake by Michael D. Beale. Read for you by Thomas Vincent Kelly. June 20th. Dear Dad, the train just crossed into Pennsylvania, and the conductor told us that it's still a long way to Erie. So far, it isn't too bad, even if the whole train does smell like somebody threw up. Not that different from the subway in New York, I guess. Thanks for the extra money. Pretty sneaky, sticking it inside a book. You probably thought I wouldn't find it until August, but Treasure Island looked a lot more interesting than the books I have to read this summer. So I started it while we were waiting at Penn Station. I'm still not sure what I'll have to spend money on in Deming, Ohio. Mom says there's no movies and no fast food for miles. Oh well. I'm sure I'll figure out something. The twins threw this huge fit last night and said they weren't going to get on the train. Mom finally got them to settle down by promising them that if they behaved all summer with Uncle Nick, she'll get them a puppy in the fall. I should throw a tantrum. Maybe she'll send me away to boarding school and I won't have to put up with the twins anymore. To tell you the truth, I wish I were on the plane with you to Cameroon instead of on this smelly train. Even though I looked up meningitis last night, and it sounds kind of scary. Be careful, okay? Love, Nicholas. P.S. I forgot to tell you, I got two hits and turned two double plays in our last game of the season. We lost anyway. Chapter 1. Goblin tugged at her mooring, darting back and forth, her bow pitching high in the air.